بسم الله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Brothers, before I begin, there's still a lot of room in the first room. I would encourage the brothers in the second room, please come to the first room, inshallah. Let's fill up the first room first. Indeed, all praises due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His guidance, we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah from the evil of our own souls and from the bad consequences of our deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides, there is no one that can misguide him. And whomever Allah leaves to go astray, then there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that there is no God except for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has no associates, he has no partners, and there is nothing and no one that deserves worship except for him. And I bear witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, may the peace and blessings of Allah forever be upon him, was his servant and last messenger to all of humanity. Wa qala Allah ta'ala fil Qur'an al-Kareem, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُّتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ وقال الله عز وجل يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا والنساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وقال الله عز وجل يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم وَمَا يُطِئِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَكَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا أَمَّا بَعْدْ. Brothers and sisters in Islam, inshallah, the topic for today's khutbah is going to be a question to myself and then also a question to you. And this is a question that all of us should ask ourselves. And the question is this: are we preparing ourselves and our children for al-Islam? Or are we preparing ourselves and our children for nifaq, for hypocrisy? Are we preparing ourselves for Islam, submitting ourselves to the will of Allah? Or are we preparing ourselves and our children instead for hypocrisy, from being from the people who say one thing but do another? And I've thought long and hard about giving this khutbah, and the reality is I'm probably going to step on some toes today. I'm probably going to make some people angry. I'm probably going to make some people upset. But really, we need to ask this question, because if we look at the state of the Muslims today, and I begin with myself, you will see that many times we say we believe one thing, but our actions, we're doing something else. And this is not the way to be as Muslims. So how many of us, we have two personalities or two identities? In the masjid, we're like this. Outside the masjid, we're like that. In the masjid, we look like this. Outside the masjid, we look some other way. And this goes for our wives and our children as well. But to begin, I begin with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about Yaqub alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about Yaqub alayhi salam when he was on his deathbed. He called his children to him to give them some nasiha and to ask them a question. So Yaqub alayhi salam, he's on his deathbed and he says to his children, and his children are grown. His children are grown. Yaqub, he says to them, مَا تَعْبَدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِ. He says to his children, what are you going to worship after me? What are you going to worship after me? And his children, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَالُوا نَعْبُدُ إِلَّهَكَ وَإِلَّهَ آبَائِكَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ إِلَّهًا وَاحِدًا نَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ. His children, they gave a beautiful answer, and they said to him, they said, we shall worship your God. And this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the God of your fathers, Ibrahim, Ismail, and Ishaq, the one God. And to him, we will submit. We will be Muslims to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a beautiful answer. This is an answer that shows us that Yaqub alayhi salam, he did his job as a father. Why? Because he's leaving his children on guidance, on proper guidance. brothers and sisters, many of us in this room, in this masjid, we have children. How many of us feel confident that if this is us, when the angel of death comes to get us, we're going to ask our children the same thing? How many of us feel confident that our children are going to say, we're going to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We're going to follow Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How many of us feel confident that this is what's going to happen? And if we don't feel confident, then we need to make some changes. And this is the whole point of this khutbah, inshaAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's told us about one of our duties as Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum naran wa quduha an-nasu wal hijara. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, save yourselves and your children from the fire, whose fuel will be men and stones. Save yourselves and your children from the nar. Brothers and sisters, this is our responsibility. Many times, the Muslims today, we feel like there's an expiration date on our kids. After they reach a certain age, hey, they're on their own. Halas, I told you one time, now go do it. If you don't want to make salat, whatever. If you want to have a girlfriend, so be it. It's on you. Many of the Muslims today, we act like our kids have an expiration date. After this date, I don't have to talk to him anymore. After this date, I don't have to worry about him anymore. After this date, it's me, me, me. And this is wrong. Brothers and sisters, if you have children, as long as you're alive, you are the mother or the father of those children. And we have a responsibility to them. Look at Yaqub alayhi salam. On his deathbed, he's still looking out for his kids. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhumah, and he was known as the scholar of the Ummah. He said that what this ayat means is that we need to work with our families towards the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to encourage our children, our families, to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says we have to order our families to remember Allah. We have to order them to remember Allah. And he says, and then if you do this, then Allah will save you from the hellfire. But how many Muslim parents today, they've already given up on their kids? And wallahi, I see it. How many Muslims today, they've given up on their kids already? And this is not the way to be. Mujahid, rahimahullah, he said, have taqwa of Allah and order your family to have the taqwa of Allah. Qatada, rahimahullah, he said that the Muslim, he commands obedience to Allah. And he commands his family not to disobey Allah. And if he sees his family doing good, then he encourages them to keep doing that good. And if he sees them doing something bad, then he stops them. He stops them from disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many Muslims today we see our children, our wives doing things they shouldn't do, and we turn the other way? We turn a blind eye? We don't say something to them? Brothers and sisters, how many of us were raising our kids to have two identities, two faces? Okay, when you go to the masjid, you dress like this, you act like that, but when you're out here in the street, then you can do whatever. How many of us were raising our kids that way? Okay, when you're not in the masjid, you can do this, this, and this with your friends that are not Muslim, and that's okay. But when you come to the masjid, you can't be doing that. Don't even be talking about that. How many of us, this is the way we're raising our kids? How many of us, this is the way we are? How many of us, we have two identities, like I said? In the masjid or around Muslims, we're one way. Outside the masjid, around other non-Muslims, we're somebody else. Brothers and sisters, we have a responsibility to our families. We have a responsibility to ourselves, and we have a responsibility to our families. And we're responsible for them. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhumah, he said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa said, Kullukum ra'in, wa kullukum mas'ulun an ra'iyatihi. Rasulullah said, all of you are guardians. All of you are guardians, and all of you will be asked or questioned about those people under your guardianship. And Rasulullah said, والأمير رائن, the ruler, he is a guardian. ورجل رائن على أهل البيت, and the man, he is the guardian of those people in his household. والمرأة رائية على البيت زوجها وولدي, and the woman, she is the guardian of her home and of her children. فَكُلُّكُمْ رَائِنْ وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْئُولٌ أَنْ رَائِيَاتِ. So all of you are guardians and all of you will be questioned about those people in your care, those people under your authority. So brothers and sisters, there's no time stamp on our kids. There's no expiration date on our kids. There's no such thing as telling your wife, I've told her 5 times already, I'm not going to tell her anymore. There's no such thing as that, brothers and sisters. We have to call our families to al-Islam. We have to encourage our families to have the taqwa of Allah. We have to encourage our families, our children, our wives, our husbands, to be Muslim for as long as we're here on this earth. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already told us that this is our test. This is part of our test. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's warned us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنَّ مِنْ أَزْوَاجِكُمْ وَأَوْلَادِكُمْ عَدُوًّا لَكُمْ فَاخْدَارُوهُمْ. Allah says, O you who believe, verily, among your wives and your children, there are enemies for you. Among your wives and your children, there are enemies for you. So be aware of them. Be aware of them. So what does this mean? Does this mean that our wives and our children, they're trying to hurt us? They're trying to sabotage us? They're trying to do something bad to us? What this means is that our wives and our children, they're part of our test. They're part of our test. And if we put them in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu wa sallam, then we're messing up. If we put them ahead of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we're messing up. Brothers and sisters, we have to have a backbone. And I say this to the brothers and I say this to the sisters. We have to have a backbone. We have to have a backbone and we have to be willing to lay down the law in our house. We have to be willing to establish al-Islam in our house. We have to do it, because if we don't do it, who's going to do it? If we don't lay down the law in our house and make sure that our wives and our children are doing what they should be doing as Muslims and not doing what they shouldn't be doing, then who's going to do it for us? And at the end of the day, who's going to be held accountable? We are. So brothers and sisters, we have to have a backbone. We have to establish al-Islam. If we see our children doing things they shouldn't be doing, we have to stop it. We can't just let it go. We can't tell our kids, well, as long as you don't do it in the masjid, it's okay, just do it. We can't do that. We can't tell the kids, okay, if you go to the masjid, you have to cover up, but if you're out in the street, it's okay. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَأَوْلَادُكُمْ فِتْنَةً وَاللَّهُ إِنْدَهُ أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. Allah says, your wealth and your children, they're only a test. And the great reward is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So our wives and our families and our children, they're part of our test. And this is a test that we have to pass. How many times do we see Muslims, it's like they're superheroes? How many men in this room are Superman? How many of the sisters are Wonder Woman? And so because they're a superhero, they got a hidden identity. They come in the masjid, they look one way. They go out the masjid, they change up, and there's somebody else. Something else. The sisters come to the masjid, and the hijab comes on. They walk out the masjid, hijab comes off. What kind of way is this to be? The same way with the brothers. We come in the masjid, maybe we got a thigh bar. We go out the masjid, we got a tank top, a muscle shirt, skinny jeans, and, you know. Brothers and sisters, we have to be consistent. We have to be the same Muslim in the masjid, outside the masjid, in the house, at work, on the street. Wherever we are, we have to be the same. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He warns us about our families. And He warns us about how we need to be careful about them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. Allah says, so fear Allah as much as you can. Allah is warning you. Fear Allah as much as you can with regards to this. Your families, your children. Brothers and sisters, as I said, Islam has to come first. We have to be Muslim. This is why we're here, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to be Muslim. It can't be something we put on with a kufir and we take it off. You know, we have to be Muslim all the time. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِ بِيَدِي. He swore by him in whose hand is my soul. He said, لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدُّكُمْ حَتَّى أَكُونَ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ نَفْسِهِ وَأَهْلِهِ وَمَالِهِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. Rasulullah said, by him in whose hand is my soul, he said, none of you will believe until I become dearer to him, until Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam becomes dearer to that person than his own self, than his family, than his wealth, than all of mankind. This is when you truly believe. So brothers and sisters, we have to establish al-Islam in our kids. We have to establish al-Islam in our wives. We have to establish al-Islam in ourselves. Because it starts with us, and I'm speaking to the brothers, it starts with us. Each and every one of us, we are the imam in our house. We are the leaders in our house. Whichever way we go, that's the way our kids are going to go. That's the way our wives are going to go. Brothers and sisters, we have to raise our children to be strong Muslims. We have to make our children understand that as long as they're Muslim, they're going to be different from the other people. We can't raise our children to be just like everybody else and think that it's going to be okay. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّ الْإِسْلَامَ بَدَّ الْغَرِيبَ وَسَيَعُودُ غَرِيبَ فَطُوبَ لِلْغُرَبَى. Rasulullah said the hadith that all of us know. He said, Islam began as something strange, and it will go back to being something strange. فَطُوبَ for the strangers. Good news for the strangers. Brothers and sisters, if we're raising our children in such a way that they just like the kids that are not Muslim, then are they the strangers? Brothers and sisters, if we're changing the way we act so that we can fit in with the non-Muslims, are we the strangers? If our wives, when they're walking in the street, they look just like any other woman out there, are they the strangers? Brothers and sisters, we have to be the strangers. If you want to be Muslim, you have to be the strangers. You have to be the people that are different. You have to be the people that look different. You have to be the people that act different. You have to be the people that talk different. The people should look at us and say, that person is different. And then when they find out we're Muslim, that's why. But most importantly, we have to raise our kids knowing this. Because our kids have to understand that as long as they're a Muslim, then they're going to be different. They can't be just like everybody else. And this is not nothing new to Islam. This is the way it's always been for the believers. The believers were always different. The believers were always the people that the other people said, man, that's a strange dude. Man, he's weird. Look at him. Man, what's wrong with her? Look how she dresses. Look how they pray. Look what they eat. Look what they don't eat. Look what they don't do. This is the way we should be. Brothers and sisters, we have to raise our kids to be strong. We have to raise our kids so that they have a backbone, so that they're proud to be Muslim, so that they don't want to be just like everybody else. And this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. Rasulullah said, لا تكونوا إمعتن. Rasulullah said, don't be a flunky. Everybody knows what a flunky is? A flunky is somebody who just goes with the crowd. A flunky is somebody who just does what everybody else does. A flunky is one of the sheeple. You know how you got sheep and you got people? Well, there's people that are like sheep. You know, the sheep, they just follow all the other sheep. Well, there's people that's just like that, so we call them sheeple. Rasulullah said is saying, don't be a flunky. Don't be a yes man. Taquluna in ahsana nasu ahsana. The flunky, the yes man is a person that says, well, if the people do good, I'll do good. If the people make salat, I'll make salat. وَإِنْ دَلَمُوا دَلَمْنَا. And the flunky, the yes man, he says, well, and if the people do bad, I'm going to do bad. Hey, if everybody's going to the club, I'm going to go to the club too. If so-and-so is going to have a girlfriend, I'm going to have a girlfriend too. Rasulullah said, Walakin watinu anfusakum. Rasulullah said, think for yourself. Be your own man. And this is how we have to raise our kids. We have to raise our kids so they're not afraid to be their own man. Because the reality is, most of our kids, when they're in the classroom, they might be the only Muslim in that classroom. They might be the only Muslim in that grade. So we have to raise them to be strong, to be proud to be Muslim. Not to be one of the sheeple, one of the people that just goes with the crowd, does whatever everybody else is doing, wants to fit in with everybody else. What Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, instead, he said, In ahsana nasu an tuhsinu, wa in asa'u fala tadlimu. Rasulullah said, instead, if the people do good, then you do good anyway. And if the people do bad, then you don't do bad. This is the way we should be, brothers and sisters. This is the way we have to raise our kids. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to have a backbone. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to be the strong Muslims that our children need. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to raise strong Muslim children. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. Brothers and sisters, as I said at the beginning of this khutbah, we need to ask ourselves, are we preparing ourselves for al-Islam, or are we preparing ourselves for nifaq, hypocrisy, the people that say one thing and do something else? And this is a very dangerous road to go down. Brothers and sisters, we don't want to be from the munafiqs, the hypocrites, the people that say Islam but they do non-Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gave us a beautiful example. And Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma qal, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam qal, mathalul munafiq kamathali shattil a'iratin bainal qanamain. Rasulullah said, the parable, the example of a hypocrite is like the example of a sheep. Again, there's that term, the sheep, who goes between one group of sheep and another group of sheep. So this is a sheep, and he's going between one flock and another flock. And Rasulullah said, Ta'iru fi hadihi maratan wa fi hadihi maratan, la tadri ayyaha tatba. Rasulullah said he goes with this group for some time, and then he goes with the other group for some time, but he doesn't know which one to go with, which one to follow. And this is the example of the munafiq, the hypocrite. The person who says one thing, I'm Muslim, but he's doing other stuff. That's not from al-Islam. That's not showing that he's Muslim. Brothers and sisters, as I said, we have to be strong enough to be Muslim. Because this is what being Muslim is all about. This is what being a believer is all about. The believers have always been different. And so we have to be strong enough to be different. We have to be strong enough to make sure that our children are doing what they should be doing as Muslims. We have to be strong enough that when our child wants to do what everybody else is doing, we say, no, that's not from Islam. Muslims don't do that. Instead, Muslims do this. And even if they start crying and they start begging and our wives start giving us a hard time, why are you so strict? Why are you so, you're super Muslim now. You're super mufti, whatever. Why are you being so hard on them? This is America. This is not back so-and-so in such a country. Brothers, we have to be strong enough to do what's right. We have to be strong enough to do what's right because tomorrow we're going to be happy if we do that. Tomorrow when we're about to leave this world, when we turn to our children and we ask them, who are you going to worship? We want them to say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want them to say, I'm going to stay Muslim. But in order to get that, then you have to raise them up as Muslim. You have to be strong enough to establish al-Islam in your house. You have to be strong enough to raise your children different from the way that other people are raising their kids. And we can't let them be like everybody else because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Man tashabbaha biqaumin fahuwa minhum. Whosoever imitates the people, he's from them. So brothers and sisters, my advice to myself and to you is take a look at your children. Are they just like everybody else's children? Are they doing the same thing that everybody else's children are doing? And if the answer is yes, then we need to take a look at what we're doing as parents. Brothers and sisters, how many of us were raising our children, getting them ready to be hypocrites? nobody's going to say yes. But how many of us, we don't wake up our children for Salatul Fajr? Instead, we let them sleep. How many of us, we let our kids go to bed before praying Salatul Isha at night? Oh, he's tired. He had a long day at school. He had a long day at football. Let him sleep. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said the two hardest salat on the munafiq, the two hardest salat on the hypocrites, is Salatul Fajr and Salatul Isha. So how many of us, we're preparing our kids to be munafiqs, hypocrites? As I said, how many of us, we tell our kids, be one way in the masjid, be another way outside the masjid. When you go to the masjid, you have to dress right. When you're outside the masjid, it's okay. This is preparing our children to be munafiqs, to be hypocrites, to be the people that say one thing and they do something else. Brothers and sisters, we can't afford to have two faces. We can't afford to have two identities. One person in the masjid, somebody else outside. We can't do that. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, تَجِدُ مِن شَرِّ النَّاسِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنْدَ اللَّهِ دَالْوَجْحَيْنِ. Rasulullah said, you will find that the worst person in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on Yawm al-Qiyamah will be that person that had two faces. He said, that will be the worst person that you will find in the sight of Allah on Yawm al-Qiyamah. That person who had two faces. He said, الَّذِي يَأْتِي هَؤُلَاءِ بِوَجْهٍ وَهَؤُلَاءِ بِوَجْهٍ. To some people who came with this face, and to other people who came with another face. To some people who came with one identity, to other people who came with another identity. They were Muslim over here, there was something else over there. So brothers and sisters, don't let that be us. Let's not raise our children to be that way either. Let's raise our children to be Muslims 24 hours a day. Let's raise our children to be strong Muslims, proud to be Muslims, ready to be different from everybody else around them. So that inshallah, when we're standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tomorrow, and Allah asks us about our children, we can say, oh Allah, I did my best. Oh Allah, I guided him to Al-Islam. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to benefit from this short reminder here today. And brothers and sisters, if I offended anybody, it wasn't my intention to offend us, but it's my intention to wake us up, all of us, including myself. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to become good Muslim parents. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to be from the people who say Islam and we do Islam. رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنَ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا مِنْ كُرَّةِ أَيُّنْ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ رَبَّنَا أَتِينَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِن لَّدُنكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع مجيب الدعاء. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. آمين وأقيم.